There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Now, more health and wellness information courtesy of Dr. Jack Stockwell. He's a Nooka chiropractor certified, one of a few around the world who actually have this certification. He's a GAPS practitioner, more certification there. The people in his office, his staff who work with you on there, they have any number of ways of serving the public, both there directly in Salt Lake City, but also around the world. People take their symptom survey. People listening to this program that are all around the world. Jack's heard from people far and wide. If you want a good public servant, Jack's the man, and a good public service is taking this. I was going to say it's kind of like an exam. Well, in a way it is. It's your own self-exam. And as we know, it's very important for you to do self-examination. Find things that are wrong and get somebody to check them out. And that's why the symptom survey helps so much. So you may want to try it out. A profile of your health. Help yourself at ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's Jack's website. All right. So, Jack, The fact that many people, when they're nervous, bite their nails, sometimes it isn't just nerves. It's just kind of, I used to see when I was in elementary school, youngsters chewing their nails. I don't know what happens if you're wearing nail polish, if that's supposed to keep you from doing it. But what's there? What happens? Just so maybe a mother may want to have her child stop chewing nails, because what's really going on? What are you getting into your body when you bite your nail?
There's two things here that's taking place that compel us to do something about it. One of which is, you know, in the brain you have these reward centers. And the dopamine is really the neurotransmitter of rewards. Serotonin, you hear about, is the neurotransmitter of what's going on in our brain right now between you and I and the audience, you and me in the audience. And the brain will release dopamine when we take certain kinds of drugs. I mean, that's the reason why people take recreational drugs. They get a flood of dopamine. It gives them this really good feeling. But somebody coming up to you and just giving you a big hug and saying, boy, you're the best friend I've ever had, and our friendship just polishes my life, and I'm so happy to know you. You'll get a flood of dopamine. Well, the same thing happens with tactile stimulation. Somebody comes up and starts rubbing your back a little bit or pat you on the back. The same thing happens with nail biting. These kinds of things that release these good sensation neurotransmitters in the brain that gives you this good, warm, yummy feeling. At the same time, you can take a good hot shower and not clean out everything underneath those nails that's going to go into the mouth when you are biting the nails, especially a child. Things from the pets. We have pets in the house. We're going to pick up their bugs. There's bugs in the dirt that we should get familiar with. The kids should have a dog lick their face. But the stuff that builds under the nails can get very dangerous after a while.
Oh, my dog licked my face.
I'm
too concerned about that.
get so sterile oriented.
Yeah, no, you don't want to.
Then we get a little crazy.
The focus now on sunscreen pills. One of the newest trends in sun protection, oral supplements that claim you are protected from the sun's harmful rays. I wonder what's in these. The FDA has released a statement warning about the risks of using these supplements. Is that because the FDA doesn't like supplements in general? The names, let's see here, Advanced Skin Brightening Formula, SunSafe, Solacare, Sunergenic. They say their advertising is misleading. They claim the product can protect people from the sun and its harmful effects. What do we know about these things?
I don't have a bottle in front of me to read the ingredients.
Let me see.
But I mean, this hysteria that we have about the sun. I mean, office workers have a greater melanoma risk than farmers, construction workers, even lifeguards. And based on some population studies that I've seen, the melanoma rates are higher in Minnesota than they are in Arizona. They're higher in Norway than they are in France. And it's just this hysteria that we have. I mean, there are billions of people in the sun every day
who have cancer problems. What could be in these things? Excuse me. I'm looking at the pros and cons here. Here's a doctor that says, what I tell my patients is there's nothing like topical sunblock. With these pills, people feel like they can pop a pill and not put on sunblock, and that's not smart, completely false, dangerous. Skin cancer is rising. What the sun protection supplements do on a cellular level is curb some of the inflammation and some of the damage. So it's not like sunscreen. It's not a replacement for. It looks like it's an enhancement of. Does that make sense? What do you suppose is in? What kind of things would you recommend, maybe even from the standard process line, that would do the same sort of thing? That is, protect you from skin cancer and
two things in particular, if you have a history of skin problems, there's a product called Dermatrophin, which is a protomorphogen for the skin. It's just very protective of the skin itself. But the idea is that the more moist the skin is, the healthier it's going to be. So we use something called prolamine iodine to make sure that there's enough iodine in the skin and a good oil that goes with it. An oil like tuna omega-3 or linum B6, two very good oils, because when the oil and the protein comes, or the iodine comes together, it allows the cells to bring the fats inside the cell, moisture inside the cell. It doesn't make you fat. It makes the cell healthy and resilient to the kind of damages that a lot of long exposure to the sun can cause. And America, if I remember right, a study I saw, America puts on more sunscreen than anybody else in the world. And we have one of the highest rates of skin cancer in the world. And skin cancer does not come from the sun. Skin cancer comes from the overall health of the skin itself and what's going on with our immune system inside the body.
See, now, nobody ever says that. Nobody ever says that. It has to do, listen to what Jack just said. The skin cancers and the problems you have with the sun have nothing to do with your skin. They have to do with the health of your overall body, of your systems.
Yes, absolutely.
That makes so much sense. It just makes the most sense. Think about it that way. The supplements is okay, but it shouldn't replace sunscreen. Maybe that's the bottom line. Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, board-certified NUCA chiropractor. He and his wife have a fabulous, fabulous location, Salt Lake City, where their clinic, seeing people all day and all night, sees hundreds of people a week, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people a year. NUCA chiropractic is something that not the average ordinary person understands, Jack. So why don't we take a moment? I think it is explained. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, the whole essence of the GAPS practitioning that goes on at Jack's office and his practice, but also NUCA chiropractic. What does it involve? Everybody knows what a chiropractor is.
Yes, it's very different than the run-of-the-mill chiropractic care. It's extremely gentle. There isn't any rotating or pulling or jerking or snapping or popping. It's a very gentle contact at the base of the skull, at the top of the neck, to stop compression that is going on at the level of the brainstem. You have trillions and trillions of nerves passing through this area, going in from the body to the brain, coming from the brain into the body, and the smallest of misalignments in that area, in other words, a 1 or 2 millimeter, what's called a subluxation, a movement of these structures out of normal, can have disastrous effects, not just in the sense of physical pain, but in organ function. So I see all kinds of things in my clinic you wouldn't normally think a chiropractor would be seeing. but we have patients who come from all over the country. We've had patients come to us from outside the country. And it's well explained. Yeah, I think it's podcast number 5 and 6, if I remember, in ForbiddenDoctor.com that go into great detail. There's a growing number of NUCA doctors around the country and in Canada. And it is this is something that you do not have to do a whole lot of. Chiropractic typically can get a reputation of that once you start, you have to keep going the rest of your life, which is nonsense. We only see people until the problems are resolved, and then that's all we have to do.
Yeah.
And it usually takes me about 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 visits over that many weeks to finally get the spine back into balance so that most of those symptoms are resolved in that period of time. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about headaches, migraines, allergy problems, muscular problems from the neck down to the feet, cardiovascular, digestive, elimination, immune system, reproductive. All of these things are controlled by the nervous system. And when the nervous system is interfered with because of a structural misalignment problem, wherever those nerves go, there's going to be some kind of dysfunction. It could be in the kidney, you know, it could be in the bladder, it could be in the lungs. And when these nerve pathways are, the restriction to their function is removed, then health returns. But the important thing is to get rid of that compression of nerves, the movement of the body against a nerve that should be completely free of this so that nerve functions correctly. Yeah. That's primarily what I do.
All right. So we were talking about supplements a few minutes ago, and somebody sent me some things just for argument's sake. I was talking, I think, off the air. I don't know that we talked about this on the air, but I got into this as a sideline to the supplementation when it comes to sunscreen or protecting yourself from the sun, into a general discussion you and I were having about these continuing studies that show supplements are this, supplements are that. Here's a television quote, study finds most vitamins ineffective. And it's the superficial, stupid ignorance of television reporters and people who write stories like this about whatever vitamin it may be, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, pick the one that you want, whether it's a supplement that is produced in a factory or whether it's all natural. They never tell you that. They never really go into the specifics of supplementation. They just take this broad sort of shotgun approach to it, which is as ignorant as anything you could possibly imagine. I've been on supplemental routines for, I don't know, as long as I can remember. I started, I think I said last half hour, I had my first really in-depth physical when I was 24, and I've gotten them every year since then. I would say I probably started taking supplements around then. I take about 30 different supplements a day and have for as long as I can remember, things that are vitamins, minerals, things that help my stiff joints, a lot of the things we talk about on the air here. So whether you want to, without going down, you know, into a rat hole necessarily, I think it's criminal the way the FDA, the government, and big pharma try to discredit this, because they see all the money that people spend and they want a piece of it. That's
That's what it usually comes down to.
Right.
And when I have seen, you know, on 2020 and Dateline and some of these programs in the past that were attacking vitamins, they're attacking the synthetic stuff that comes out of a laboratory, because usually at the end of the broadcast, they'll say something like this. But when these vitamins were obtained from food, we didn't see these side effects. They'll say that vitamin C causes hardening of the arteries, and vitamin E causes heart problems, and vitamin A will cause birth defects. That's absolutely true if it's coming from a laboratory where these things aren't true vitamins. They're just fractions of a vitamin that has some kind of chemical similarity. But these things are actually poisons to the body, of which I would say probably 99.5% of the vitamins out there on the marketplace today came from a laboratory. They did not come from foods.
Yep, and they've become big business. But the things that you produce, the ageless thyroid, the long-life energy enzymes that come When you visit ForbiddenDoctor.com, you get a description of those. They are made from food.
Food.
And you've done a lot of research on them, and people are using them. Heavens, you're always out of them, so that means that that they are good. They do the trick. And so you may want to check those out as well, because they are food. Your thyroid needs to function well, and the enzymes keep your gut.
And a symptom survey tells, when you take the symptom survey, and I can see where the weakness is inside your own physiology, then I know exactly two or three things to recommend for you.
All right. In a moment, we're going to talk about migraine headaches. It's Migraine Awareness Month. In the meantime, I want you to be aware that Jack and I are both on a program from a company called Calitrin. It's a product that works very well. It's pretty simple here, Jack, actually. I think you've done well on the product. I have.
Yeah, I've got
weight loss, energy. So the collagen protein is what helps to keep us together and also helps us to lose the weight. So is there anything more? I mean, I don't know that people need to get into the weeds on this. You know, I see you explain how Calitrin works. It doesn't, there's no drugs.
Well, just remember that a protein uses fat for its energy source. The muscles, the heart, collagen, which is the glue of the body, uses fat for its energy source. And when you can increase the presence, the strength, and the resilience of the collagen in your body's going to burn more fat. And that's what the Calitrin is designed to do, is to give your body the raw materials it needs to strengthen its own collagenous fibers, the very fibers, that, which is the primary protein in your body anyway. It's what holds the bones together. It's what holds the muscles together. And this collagen is everywhere throughout the body. And anything you can do to increase its presence and its strength, you're going to burn fat.
And that's what happens. If you're feeling drained, you have mild depression, muscle aches and weakness, painful joints, pain in your abdomen, constipation, diarrhea, bloating, mucus in your stools, bad breath. If you're, all of these things go hand in hand with candida, and candida will help you, will keep you from losing weight. Let's get to the bottom line here. Go to toploss.com. Special deal for Doug Steffen listeners, 10% off the price of three. You get three bottles, 10% off the price of the three bottles. And actually, they'll send you a fourth one free. So it's a double whammy. 10% off the first three bottles, and then when you buy three, you get a fourth one free. That's at toploss.com. Use the box DJV for the special discount. Calitrin will... Absolutely. I'm here. Jack's here to tell you this stuff works. If you want to get consultation, call him at 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-867-5677.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Joining us now in Good Day Health, Jack and I have Dr. Susan Hutchinson, who is a headache specialist, board-certified family practice physician. She's from Orange County, California. She runs the Migraine and Headache Center there. Migraines are a huge problem, are they not, Dr. Hutchinson?
Oh, absolutely they are. In fact, statistically, it's 38 million migraine patients in the United States in any given year. That's about 13% of the population. And there's just incredible disability associated with migraine. Another way to look at it, it's about one out of every four households in the United States is affected by migraine. So yes, it's quite huge.
So what causes them?
Oh, what a great question. It appears that most people that have migraines have inherited it as a genetic predisposition. And what they've inherited is this incredible sensitivity to their environment, both internally and externally. An example of an internal trigger could be the drop in estrogen before a woman's period. An example of an external trigger for migraines could be change in barometric pressure. It can be things like, you know, lack of sleep, dehydration. It can be food additives and preservatives. So the triggers can vary from individual to individual who has migraines.
All right. Jack is a chiropractor, and he's all about discussing all-natural, drug-free options for treating migraines. I wonder how all of this fits together here, because I don't know you. I've not met you before. I know what Jack is about, but I'm guessing you two would probably both be on the same page when it comes to this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, certainly there are prescription medications that are very appropriate for many migraine patients, but many of my patients here in Southern California, they want natural drug-free solutions. So I'll give you an example. There is a fairly new product called Migraine X, and you'll both be happy to know that it's less than $10. It's available over-the-counter, and it's an earplug that can be inserted into the ears when there's an expected change in barometric pressure. And that's actually a pretty common trigger for migraine patients. Now, it's best used in conjunction with the free app called Migraine X, and that can be downloaded from the App Store. And again, it will alert the individual that there's an expected change in barometric pressure. The person can then be proactive, and they can put these earplugs in, and they're less than $10, again, latex-free. And I just love when we have these natural options like this that are not expensive. And this is an example in which a person can really be proactive. And if you know there's a change in barometric pressure, you know, by the free app, and then you put these earplugs in, I've had patients say it really makes a difference, and it can really minimize that migraine. So it's pretty exciting.
Jack, how do you normally treat, because you're a chiropractor, does that work sometimes, or do you need, this sounds, I mean, actually, I didn't know that much about the Migraine X. It sounds actually pretty compelling under the circumstances, because it's an area that one might not have thought about before, but as you explain it, it makes nothing but sense.
Well, here in the Intermountain West, the Salt Lake City area, we're getting barometric changes all the time. And I've talked to my patients about that. Usually there's also a structural component that's involved with headache or migraine problems. And so we're all in favor, obviously, of anything that's natural, that people don't have to take triptans or they can stay away from a drug approach to this, because it just deals with a symptom rather than going to some of the underlying problems that actually contribute to the pain syndrome that these people have to go through. So what I take care of the structural component. Something like this makes perfect sense, other than the hormonal triggers that can bring on migraine pain, especially for women. Usually there's a structural thing. And something like this, I got no problem with this.
I guess I wondered a little about that. Men affected less than women, Susan, with this?
Yes. When you look at women of childbearing years, women are affected three times more than men, and we think predominantly that's due to the ups and downs in hormones that women have in their menstrual cycle. And probably the strongest trigger is the drop in estrogen just before a woman's period, which is why menstrual migraine can be a real problem for many women.
Wow. All right, Dr. Hutchinson, again, where do we get more information?
Yes, the website migrainex.net is a great resource to get more information about the product. The earplug can actually be ordered. Again, it's under $10. It doesn't need a prescription. And then they can go to the App Store to get the free, download the free app called Migraine X.
Dr. Jack, brought to you by GetTheTea.com. I'll tell you why this is a good combo for you. After we work over what walking does, walking at a regular pace, walking faster than that, walking faster, faster, faster. Okay, Jack, you can take it from there.
Well, it's just out of the British Journal of Sports Medicine. And they, one of the things that a lot of medical studies will do when they're checking out some drug or some environmental factor or something else, they always want to compare it to something called all-cause mortality. And all-cause mortality means all the different ways that you can die. everything from asteroids hitting you in the head to some common local disease, car accidents, falling down the stairs. Right. And you, well, if you start this new drug, what would it have to do with falling down the stairs? Well, we don't know, but we try to include that in any kind of research as to what is the overall effect of this particular studied procedure. Well, they were looking at walking, and they found out that if you just speed up your walking a little
bit.
Well, the British Medical Journal, it was a study that was done by the British Journal of Sports Medicine.
Okay.
And it was done out of the University of Sydney in Australia. You know, of course, that's where they do the walkabout. Well, a lot of other people do walkabouts all over the place. Mm-hmm. And they found out that when you're, and walking is great exercise anyway, because it uses almost every muscle in the body to do so. But they found out if you sped up your walking a little bit, just to the point where not where you're losing your breath, but if you walked any faster, you would lose your breath. You had anywhere from a 20 to a 25% reduction in death risk just by speeding up your walking a little bit.
Now, do you use a treadmill, Jack?
Yeah, we have one here. Yeah, we have treadmill, stationary bike, rowing machine, free
weights. So what happens when you, and I ask this question because it relates to everybody who uses a treadmill. When I'm on it, if I stay on it for more than 12 minutes and really speed it up, like the way when you get a good heart exam, the way you have the cardiologist, if he or she is doing their job, they're going to run you as fast and as hard as they can and then check out what your heart is doing after you spent 10, 12, 14 minutes on the treadmill. But that's the only way you can really tell what your heart is doing if you're really pushing it, because you don't really know.
You're right. In a stress test, you want to see what happens when you load up the heart, when the lungs are working like crazy, 100 miles an hour, your heart's
And then you got to ultrasound it so that they can see what's going on, literally see what's going on in the various. But you got to push yourself. And the more you push yourself doing what you're suggesting here, the better it is, right? Isn't that the bottom line here?
Yeah, but we're not pushing you to the level of a stress test in this study. Uh-huh. It's just speed up the walking a little bit faster than you're doing, where you either develop a light sweat if it's warm outside. Because you can go for a stroll outside in the sunlight and not work up a sweat.
Well, what does it do? It makes everything in your body work and pushes things around all over your body,
right? It does. Every time joints move, hormones are released to keep those joints lubricated. Every time the muscles have to tense with each step you're taking, the muscles are getting exercise. But if you walk just a little bit faster, I'm not talking about running. I'm not talking about jogging.
No.
Walk a little bit faster.
Actually, running and jogging are bad for you. Your hips, your joints, your knees, your ankles, your shoulder, all that stuff is negatively impacted. Maybe good for your heart, but the rest of you is
you're running on cement.
Yeah. Oh, awful. Asphalt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
All right. So the bottom line here is that the walking at a faster pace, everything walking is good for you. Regular activity, walking faster will keep you from dying younger. That's basically the bottom line. There it is. Bing, bang, boom. All right, time for a detox. Time for GetTheTea.com with Life Change Tea. You get detox. Jack and I talk all the time about how the lifestyles that we live these days almost require us to eat food that's yuck. GMOs in the food, pesticides, herbicides. You got to work hard to stay away from all that stuff. So if you get it in your body, then you need Life Change Tea. It's a life changer. Life Change Tea. When you start drinking it, you'll start feeling better. I drink it every morning while I'm on the air, and I do feel better. So get rid of the problems in your body. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they ship the tea to you free. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And use the code DJV. This is not available in stores, by the way. Get it only online. Cleanse your body. GetTheTea.com.